This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, August 28th. Well, lean hog prices remain ultra-sensitive to political tweets in Tuesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shellady.
It's a lot like soybeans, the fact that when there is still maybe a story here, and the tweets or what can be said by one government or not, that's going to be something that's going to still play heavily here. And I think, really, that's why you've got the funds still kind of holding in there. And we're only going to know 2 or 3 weeks from now whether this was the time to buy if we've been carving out a low here. Only time will tell. But this is a critical level where we're going to have to start really paying attention to what type of fundamental news is coming out of whomever, whether it's a tweet or something that the government gives us, because this is going to be the point that we're going to look back on and say, hey, this is where we began this move. So keep that in mind. Lots to talk about there. Lots to keep your eye on. We'll see how we get on with the next couple of weeks.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 0.75 at 474.25. September corn was down 1.5 at 357. Portland prices for a soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 575. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 3.75, ranging from 517.75 to 522.75. The NS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 1.5, ranging from 569.25 to 574.25. Live cattle for August was down 72.5 cents at 105 even. August feeder cattle was down 10 cents at 138.60. And August class 3 milk was unchanged at 1760.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report.